Welcome to the Jackie and Stacy Show, and I'm Stacy's son, Clark, and here to tell you about it. There are two women wrestling with things of this broken and beautiful life. Each week, they will tackle a topic in a transparent, sometimes distracted, but always fun way that hopefully encourages and challenges you. They will break down each topic by looking at it through four lenses: ourselves, God, our people, and our community. They will then give you a task to go forth with. Vaya con Dios.
Welcome to the Jackie and Stacy Show. I'm Stacy.
And I'm Jackie.
And we are continuing our conversation about embarrassment. You guys, just put it out there right away, okay? We're not going to break down the word into the root forms because, you know, embarrassment. Don't know where it comes from, but... we're working our way through it, and it's been kind of funny so far, because the great news about the word embarrassment that I learned last week is that it's like a fleeting moment. Embarrassment, it's not like shame or guilt or I don't know some of the other words we talked about. You know, embarrassment is a little more lighthearted perhaps, or and not quite as long lasting, although the embarrassment does continue. The feeling lingers, but the moment is fleeting. That's the definition. So that was kind of a relief to me. Some of the stories we've told, you know, now we can laugh about them. I think that's maybe the hallmark of embarrassment, is hopefully it doesn't drag forever. But anyhow.
Although every once in a while, as a little aside, I'll think of something I like did or said or whatever, just like enter in my mind, and then I'll have this like, you know, moment I just want to gag, like, oh, I can't believe I did that or whatever, right? It's kind of like the gift that keeps on giving.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's true. Because there's like these like gut-wrenching ones where I've just embarrassed myself, where I just said something like so bizarre. And I'm like, why, how? That was not what I was thinking, how that would come out. Oh, I mean, so many words, you guys. Yeah. There are so many words that have come out of my mouth. That I'm just like, who? It's like an out-of-body experience. What? Like, who is that person talking over there?
And what why the is she saying those things?
Like, what? It doesn't even make sense. Oh my God. It's the worst.
The worst. The worst.
Somehow I survived it, but I don't know. Yeah, so we started out last week talking about embarrassment, like what it means, talked about ourselves, told some stories, and this week we're moving on to our second lens, as we do here at the Jackie and Stacy Show.
Yeah.
And we're looking at embarrassment through the lens of faith, and luckily, Jackie will be leading us today.
I mean, really, can you think of a more difficult assignment? It's like a school assignment, right? Like,
yes.
Write about embarrassment through the lens of faith. Like, what?
What? It makes no sense.
But I have some thoughts. And like, we might fumble through this. And who knows where this will go?
Maybe we'll just be embarrassed by this whole thing. But we don't care. We'll do it anyway.
Maybe we should just embarrass ourselves as like a what's that called? Like a study, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of it, but
yes.
Anyways, well, I did come across something interesting before we leap into talking about faith and embarrassment, but I thought this was interesting. A little study about how people respond to embarrassment. So I thought this would be interesting to talk about. What do you think? Like, what's your response generally to embarrassment? What do you do when you're embarrassed?
Like when I'm embarrassed, or I want someone else be embarrassed?
When you're embarrassed.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. I just like, I think I get those like freeze, fight or flight.
Okay. So you just freeze.
I freeze like deer in headlights. And
that's
then my body
actually on the list. Body. Interesting. Okay.
Oh.
Well, what the study says is that 30% of people apologize.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
That's totally me. 22% of people make a joke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
21% of people pretend that nothing happened.
Ooh.
I think I've probably done all of these.
I think I more like explain my way out of it. Like, oh, I didn't mean to do that, or blah blah blah. And then I say more stupid stuff. I think that's how it works for me.
That's not on the list either. Apparently we're not in the majority. So 18% blush.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blush, I don't think. Do you?
Oh heck yeah. My whole entire body turns red and sweaty. Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. And 6%, this is my favorite one, 6% just leave the room.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, peace out. I'm out of here.
That's like, that's like farting in front of somebody. You just like pretend you didn't do it or you leave the room.
Oh, so good. Okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
And maybe we've talked about this. I mean, you know, probably. When you get old like me, every conversation's new because you don't remember the last ones. Yep. So I don't know if that's a great quality in a podcaster, but
it makes us fun. What again.
What is that quote? Did we say this before? Like, what is it? You'll be my best friend until we're old, and then you'll be my new friend or something like that.
Yes, yes. Because I won't remember you.
That's great. Oh my gosh. Okay, so what do you think is the driving emotion behind embarrassment?
Ooh. Hmm. Gosh. I guess it's like fear.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, this is not based on any research.
We pulled two people. We pulled Jackie and Stacey, yeah. And 100%
two out of two people. Yeah, I think so. I mean, like fear of like rejection or fear of even like, I don't know, abandonment or like
fear of judgment.
Fear of judgment. Yes. Fear that someone's just gonna like not want to be around you anymore. Like, I guess that's I guess that's rejection and abandonment.
Yeah.
But I think that's it. I think there's fear underneath embarrassment because, if what you say or what you do that's embarrassing isn't going to cause any kind of a negative response, then there really would be nothing to be embarrassed about, right?
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think?
Because like you say something weird that you're like, well, what did I just say? Okay, this is my own personal example, right? Like I'll just say something random, weird.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, are these people going to like judge me? Or are they going to hate me? Or are they going to leave me forever? Or
totally.
Are they going to go make fun of me?
Are they going to think I'm dumb?
Yes.
Or superficial or whatever mm-hmm. the thing is.
Yep.
Yeah. So Dr. Thomas Horace, I think it is. He's a psychiatrist and a spiritual teacher. He says the heat of embarrassment is the consuming fire in which the ego is annihilated.
Dang.
I like that. Anything sound important with the right words, right?
Uh-huh. Like, uh-huh.
I mean, we talked about how embarrassment's not like shame, right? Like shame, well, we don't need to go back there, but no. But embarrassment, yeah. if you can kind of like work through the embarrassment or let it be, it really can be an anecdote to ego, right?
Yes. Yep.
And
if you just go up right out and say, oh, I did that thing. Oh, those right. are dumb. Or, oh my goodness.
Right. And I think we talked about this too. One of my kids, of my three kids, one of them literally does not get embarrassed. It does not matter what I do, what his dad does, what he does.
What?
He's like zero. Oh. He just doesn't care. He doesn't care. And it's such an interesting quality. It's a little off-putting because you're like, wait, this is supposed to be embarrassing.
But even now that he's like, or I would think the thing that would make me most embarrassed is like being a teenager and like being around like a attractive person, someone that I'm attracted to or
right.
whatever, right?
Right.
Like even to this day, nope. If a beautiful person walks in the room, I just get tongue-tied. Like, I don't even know who is it, man or woman, doesn't matter. If it's like just a gorgeous human, I just am all, I cannot talk. It's so embarrassing.
Oh my gosh. Seriously. That's so good. That's so good. Well, I mean, I guess, so what I'm wondering, as we think about through the lens of like faith, as we try to kind of tie this into faith a little bit, what if embarrassment is the gateway to grace?
Ooh.
What if this idea that embarrassing is so if embarrassment kind of says like, don't look at me, I messed up, right? It's kind of like deflecting attention, like I blew it, don't pay attention to me, don't look at me. So but I don't know, what if that is, you know, it's kind of the opposite of ego. But it's also like that moment where you're like, I need grace. Like I know my need for grace right now because I'm so embarrassed at the way I behaved.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, I think that's,
it sounds like it's kind of the pathway to, like, humility is the pathway to grace.
Correct.
And there's nothing more humbling, I think, than having an embarrassing moment.
Correct.
Right?
Exactly. So Matthew 23:12 says, those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So it's that's what you just said. Humility is what comes from embarrassment, and humility is the gateway to grace. So There it is. We just wrap that puppy up, Stace.
Okay. So
be embarrassed as often as you can be. Because it's the gateway to grace.
Well, yeah, because I mean, it's real. So you and I talk a lot on this podcast about being real people.
Yes.
And it's not just putting on a facade, like we've got all our stuff together all the time. And, oh, yes, look at me. I woke up like this kind of thing. You know,
it's right.
Except for the time that I did wake up like that and then went to our morning show because I slept in.
That was the best. And you still looked beautiful.
Yes. Totally. But it's just the way I look. So there you go.
It just is,
you guys.
But I mean, I guess there's something too about when the people that you spend your time around are okay with their embarrassing moments and kind of just own them and kind of just lean into being who they are, there's something really, really beautiful and connecting about that, right? Because yeah. I think I don't know if this is true of you, but if people around me are constantly embarrassed, I start to think I need to be more embarrassed about things.
Yeah.
That happened to you.
Yep. Or if people around me, opposite even, if they look at me and kind of put that on me too. What was the word for that? Like more like
projector.
Humiliation.
Mm.
Really? Oh, I see. It's like, oh, you did that kind of thing. You're like, oh gosh, should I have been embarrassed that I did that? Or is that just a thing that normal people mess up? Trip and fall. People trip and fall downstairs sometimes. I mean, I don't know who. Maybe me. Some people crash into things often. Me. You know, and it's like, well, there it is. It's just, it is what it is. I only have two legs, so you know, sometimes I trip and fall,
right?
Versus like, oh, I should have been. It's to me, it's another should. Like, you should have had it together. You should have said all the right things, Stacey, or you should have, who knows, fill in the blank with anything. Never farted in front of somebody accidentally.
No, that's true. I think people do it in kind of a well-meaning way sometimes, at least. Like, I think I told the story of when I embarrassed myself in front of my pastor last weekend, and my husband's like, oh my gosh, was that embarrassing? And I he was trying to be compassionate, like, toward me, you know, like, yeah. He wasn't trying to judge me. And I was like, and then I was like, oh, I guess I should have been embarrassed. And I was like, I wasn't embarrassed at all. So I had to, like, catch myself and say, okay, wait, just because he asked me that question doesn't mean that it actually was embarrassing or that I should act like it was embarrassing, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I don't think people always do it out of a need to make us smaller or whatever. Yeah. Sometimes it's just, you know, sometimes it's something like they're a little bit embarrassed. Like, have you ever felt embarrassed for someone else?
Yes. Yes, I have.
I always think of American Idol when I think of that. Like, oh, they really should not be singing in front of the whole world.
Yes. I'm like, that is why you would tell your children the truth.
Right.
Oh, honey, you have the best voice ever. And I'm like, no, they don't.
What is that about? Why do we feel embarrassed for other people?
I don't know. I think you're relating, right? You're putting yourself in their shoes. Like, oh my gosh, if that was me, I would be mortified right now.
It's so interesting. Yeah. I used to feel that feeling a lot. I don't get embarrassed for other people practically ever anymore. I don't know if that's because I don't put myself in those situations, or I don't know, because I'm older. I have no idea why, but you know, also as we, I mean, trying to bring it back to the lens of faith, it's really hard, but I mean, I did kind of thinking about Jesus, and I mean, embarrassment is one of those, I don't know if it's not the right word, but really the ultimate embarrassment, this is a stretch, but was what Jesus did on the cross and the crucifixion, right? I mean, that's humiliation, maybe. Like,
well, yeah, because it was like, everybody's like, what the heck? I thought you were supposed to be like God.
Right.
Why are you dying? Right. To me, that took me ages to comprehend. And even still, like, it's hard, right?
Right.
It's like, well, why didn't you just like climb down? Like, that's what they said. Just climb down and save yourself. If you're God, show us, prove it.
Right.
And he could have. Yes, that's true. But that wasn't the point of the whole thing, was to show everybody that he was God. The point of the whole thing was to save freaking humanity from the wages of our sin.
Yep.
So, and, yeah.
And so I guess the question that I have then, if that's true, if Jesus endured the ultimate embarrassment, what did he do to get through the embarrassment? Like, did Jesus apologize? No. Did he crack a joke? Did he pretend nothing was happening? Did he blush?
Did he leave the room?
Did he leave the room? I mean, I guess he did leave the room.
Kinda. He said, whatever, suckers. You guys don't believe me? Call me in 3 days.
I think what he did, and again, because we're trying to keep this through the lens of faith, I think what he did, and you can tell me if you agree, is he kept his gaze fixed on what was to come and who he was. And why it was happening, right? And so, like, if we can use that analogy, and I know it's a little bit of a stretch, but this idea that, like, even when we're embarrassed, when we make a mistake, when we fumble, when we say the wrong thing, like, if we can keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, because this is our faith episode, right? And on who we are in him, and on what is to come, and on the future, and all of those good things, then we can just laugh at ourselves. And we can remember that it's okay to be humble, and that our humility draws us closer to people and to him. And it just makes those embarrassing moments maybe slightly easier. Or maybe we can look at them as a connection point to people, which is part of our faith too. We want to love people, right? And so if we can laugh off of embarrassment and think of those moments as connections with other people, maybe that's a way to turn embarrassment into a way to grow our faith a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yes,
it's a little bit of a stretch, but I mean, why not?
Well, if you and I've said a million times that our faith, our Christian faith, really calls us to two things: love God, love people. And when you simplify the mission of life, or like the purpose of life, then it's easy to, well, nothing's easy. Let's just say nothing's easy, but
correct.
Easier to handle whatever the situation is, because it's like, is this in alignment with my mission to love God and love people? And if I trip and fall, what does that do? Does it help me love God more? Maybe. Does it help me love people more? Maybe. Or how can it help me?
How can it? Exactly. Right? Yeah.
And you know, we've shown that it can. And I don't think that's really a huge stretch, because honestly, my goal in life is to do those things, right? Those are my goals. That's all I want to do. So if me being humbled keeps me from believing that I'm the center of the universe, and that God is instead, that God is the center of the universe and not me, then good, right? Like, thank goodness for that.
Exactly. And I just think of, like, even if I start to think of my embarrassing moments through that lens, you know, like the, even the number of times that I've been able to tell some of those stories and just be like, even to tell about, like, the wedding story where I knocked over the wedding cake and, you know, my best friend showed such love and grace to me, like, that that's a beautiful story, even though it starts from a place of embarrassment. And so we can tell those stories, and we can connect in those moments, and we can be humble. And like you said, remember who the focus should be on. So I love that. I mean, there you go. I think that's great. So what do you think about a Vaya con Dios?
Yeah. So if you guys are joining us for the first time, we end each episode with a little challenge, something that we can go forth and do. And we call it our Vaya con Dios. I may or may not be pronouncing that correctly. So go ahead and correct me on it. That's fine. I'm not embarrassed, because I'm trying.
Exactly. Love it.
Yeah. And so we come up with one of these things, and honestly, I think we could do two things. We could either think back to the last time you were embarrassed, which, I mean, if you're like me, it's going to be pretty recent.
This morning.
Like, this afternoon, we went but I was behind a boat and I like skidded across like on a tube being pulled behind a boat. I just like skidded across the top of the lake, and that was embarrassing because all of the water went up at my face. So there's one little embarrassing moment, but you can think about the last time you were embarrassed, or prepare yourself for the next time, because my friends, it's coming. There's going to be right. next time.
That's right.
Yeah. And just consider your mission. Like, is your mission to be like somebody who is never embarrassed, or is
has
your
it
mission
all together? Yeah.
Yeah. Because we don't. We just don't, you guys. I'm sorry to break it to you, but none of us have it all together. And consider that last time you were embarrassed, that was a connection point with you and other people. At the very least, if you don't share Jackie's and my faith, you likely will have faith in people and connection and relationships, which we will talk more about in our next episode.
Nice, Stace.
You know, that it's a connection point.
Yep.
And if you do share our Christian faith, then it's kind of boiled down to loving God and loving others. And the loving God part is like, well, you were reminded once again that you are not God.
Love it.
And yay, that's something to celebrate. So
that is something to celebrate.
Thank goodness, because if I was God, it would be the worst, you guys. I would be the worst God. It would be so small. Everything would just be so small-minded. It'd be terrible.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. I love that. I love just the simplicity of like, listen, being embarrassed is a pathway to connection, which is part of our faith, loving others. So I love the idea of just looking at it that way and using just that little mindset tweak next time you feel embarrassed, or when you're looking back at your last embarrassing moment. I think that's great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well,
thank you, Jackie, for taking on this difficult assignment. Of linking embarrassment and faith.
What's my grade? Are you giving me
beautiful
a grade?
A plus.
Okay,
plus,
I'll take it.
Plus. A plus.
Thanks everyone for being with us, and we'll talk to you next time. Vaya con Dios.